Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at our trick-or-treat forecast, we're still on track to have at least some patchy light rain this afternoon through trick-or-treat time, as well as some chilly temperatures. I'll show you what it will look like where you are.
Starting today, a private security force will begin patrolling downtown Raleigh. Just ahead, I'll explain how the city is working to address safety concerns.
And Halloween will be back in full swing tonight in Chapel Hill, where you're looking live at the intersection of Franklin and Columbia. Straight ahead, the road closures you need to be aware of if you want to navigate around that area. It's always a great place that people watch on Halloween night.
Always a big time, and it's back post-pandemic. It'll be a rain. You know, yeah. Temperatures are dropping. Rain not falling just yet, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center soon enough, right?
Yeah, we take a look at satellite and radar, and we can see it back here to the west, stretching almost really from the mountains all the way up into Virginia. It's really patchy and light, and that's the way it is going to be for much of the day today. So we're not looking at a heavy downpour during trick-or-treat time, but it's still going to be just inconveniently messy and cool. We take a look at where the rain is right now, stretching from Chatham County all the way up the I-85 corridor, starting to push a little bit farther to the east toward I-95. But the places that you may see a few sprinkles would be around Chapel Hill, down into Chatham County, up the I-85 corridor, back over toward Roxborough, Oxford, Henderson. We take a look at Futurecast, and Futurecast running just a little behind what's happening right now, but we'll continue to see that rain pushing in across our area around lunchtime. And then it's just such a slow-moving line that the timing of this, it couldn't be worse. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's 5 o'clock, and, you know, we hit 6 o'clock. That's prime trick-or-treat time. Gradually, by 8 o'clock, it slides to the I-95 corridor and remains there. So it may be the sort of the latter part of the trick-or-treat period is drier in the triangle, and the earlier part is drier in our eastern counties. So it's still going to be a little messy, but the amounts are looking pretty light. We take a look at downtown Raleigh. Lots of cloud cover. It's breezy. We have a northeast wind at 14, but we've been gusting 20 to 25 this morning. Mid-50s currently. Right now, we're gusting to 25 in Fayetteville, 23 in Goldsboro, 26 in Rocky Mount. And our temperatures are mainly in the mid-50s. We've already dropped into the 40s in our northern counties. Expect temperatures to fall to around 50 at lunchtime and then into the 40s as we get into the afternoon. Again, we've got that trick-or-treat planner for you. The thing that's different for us this morning is that we're starting to trend slightly drier. So yesterday, if you were watching the newscast, it was 60% chance. We dropped it to 40% chance just because the amounts are looking fairly light. And coming up, I'll show you exactly how much you may see where you are. Brian?
It is just about 8:03 right now, and it's a pretty busy morning out there. We're not seeing any huge delays, but we are seeing some crashes in many spots, creating at least a little bit of a backup. In North Raleigh, still tracking this crash with injuries on Capitol Boulevard at Trawick Road. You can see that southbound delay forming as you head away from the Buffalo Road intersection on southbound Capitol. On the north side of Raleigh, we still have that crash with injuries reported at Lynn Road, at Glendower Road. That's just to the west of Leesville Road, and sensors in that area are indicating some delays building on westbound Lynn Road, heading away from Leesville back toward Glenwood. In Cary, we still have that crash reported at Carytown Boulevard, right around the Southeast Maynard Road intersection. Also in South Raleigh, a report of a crash at Crosslink and Rock Quarry Road. Not seeing big delays with that one, but we are watching the sensors to see how that's developing. Other major approaches into Raleigh, for the most part, are looking okay, but we are still tracking some heavy delays coming in from the northern side of Wake County, of course, out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Those usual backups adding up to about an 11-minute slowdown this morning. And out of Apex on US 1 northbound through Cary, we're measuring about a 6-minute delay overall with just congestion, especially between the 1010 road area out toward 64 and Tryon Road. In Durham and Chapel Hill, our major routes for the most part are in pretty good shape, but I have been watching delays building in both directions of 885 this morning. This is just congestion between 147 and I-40. On either side, you're going to see an additional 7 or 8 minute trip.
Brian, thanks. Well, tonight, crowds will head to downtown Raleigh to celebrate Halloween. Now, ahead of that, a new private security force will start patrolling parts of downtown. WRAL's Laura Levine live in downtown this morning. And Laura, this added security is really in response to an increase in crime in downtown.
It was just a week ago when a 15-year-old boy was shot here near Moore Square. Moore Square is one of many areas that is experiencing an uptick in crime. So that's why starting today at 10 o'clock this morning, people will notice more security patrolling the area. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will have a private security force to patrol parts of downtown between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The unarmed security guards will wear body cameras, focusing on other areas as well, like Glenwood South, Fayetteville, and Davie Streets. The DRA is also training businesses on a new security camera network. This comes as RPD has increased its presence here within the past month, while also trying to fill about 80 vacant positions. The DRA president and WIC leader say this is just one step in addressing the challenges at hand.
We need a long-term plan for securing downtown so that we don't end up in the situation we got to.
We've never really had a system of care for behavioral health that this community deserves, right? And so there are now people at the table who are like, we can do better and we should do better.
The city of Raleigh is also planning to hire its own private security force for the downtown transit center. WIC leaders are partnering with city leaders to also improve social services to help with homelessness and people facing mental health issues. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
And police in Durham are working to make an arrest after a shooting left a man dead on Guess Road. This happened just before 5:30 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The man who was shot was taken to a hospital where he died. Police say it appears to be an isolated incident and they are continuing to investigate.
Police in Wilson are trying to find an 18-year-old officer say shot four people at a birthday party before hitting another person with his car. Police have warrants for several counts of attempted murder for 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez. He's accused of shooting into a crowd of people during a birthday party at the Wilson County Fairgrounds just after midnight Sunday. Witnesses say he then hit another person and three cars while he was trying to drive away. Two of the people who were shot remain in critical condition. Fuentes Martinez is a student at Southern Nash High School. The school recently lifted a soft lockdown. It was lifted around 7:20 this morning. That soft lockdown is a precaution, but the school resumes classes with a heightened sense of caution because of an ongoing investigation.
Tonight, Chapel Hill's annual Halloween festivities will be back in full swing, and to prepare for that, there'll be some extra security in that area. And Franklin Street and Columbia Street will be closed for people who want to celebrate. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now from Chapel Hill. Kelsey, those folks who are driving need to be aware the crowds will be big in that area.
Jeff, hundreds of people are expected to come here to downtown Chapel Hill, all decked out in their Halloween costumes, so drivers should definitely be aware. Now, this particular part of Franklin Street and Columbia Street will be closed from 8 till 9:30 tonight after a couple of years impacted by COVID and rainy weather. This will be the first Halloween downtown celebration that's back in full swing. Here's video of a smaller crowd last year stuck in the cold and rainy weather. Chapel Hill police are expecting a larger crowd tonight. Extra security will be on duty. More than 100 officers will be in the area.
We will not be allowing alcohol, any kind of weapons or any items that resemble weapons, and drones are also not allowed.
If you're heading downtown tonight, remember that parking will be limited. Downtown parking lots and garages will close at 5 p.m. People will be allowed to exit after 5 o'clock, but you just won't be able to enter. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Well, bringing the celebration back to Raleigh, families can go trick-or-treating at the governor's mansion this evening. Governor Cooper and First Lady Kristen Cooper will welcome everyone at the executive mansion on North Blunt Street in Raleigh. This is video from last year's event. Tonight's festivities start at 6. But before that, Governor Cooper will be in Kernersville for ribbon cutting for the newest North Carolina veterans home. The 120-bed facility will be the fifth veterans home in our state. That ribbon cutting is set for around 10 o'clock this morning.
The historic strike by the nation's auto workers may be nearing its end. The UAW reached a tentative deal with General Motors, the last of the big three automakers to reach a deal with the union. The union reached similar agreements last week with Ford and Stellantis. All three offers include 25% base pay increases through April 2028, cost of living allowances, and better retirement benefits. The deals still need to be ratified by a union vote, but members are going back to work while that vote is pending.
Overseas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will not agree to a ceasefire with Hamas. This comes as the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees say it is urgent that that war ends. Israeli defense officials say recent fighting killed several Hamas commanders and freed a female Israeli soldier who was being held hostage. Now, the fighting is causing a humanitarian disaster in Gaza, but Netanyahu says a ceasefire would be a surrender to the terrorists who attacked Israel. U.S. national security officials agree, saying it would only help Hamas regroup.
We do not believe that a ceasefire is the right answer right now. We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas.
Netanyahu says the ground invasion of Gaza is the next step in what will be a long war. Well, time now, 8:10. Coming up, Robert De Niro is accused of being a bad boss. What he said as he took the stand in his discrimination trial.
And parents, tonight you may want to take a little closer look at your kids' Halloween candy. We'll explain law enforcement's warning about edibles could be confused as candy.
And if you're taking the kids out trick-or-treating, you're probably going to want to take along your umbrella. We're looking at chilly temperatures, 6 p.m. 49 at 8 o'clock 47. And we do have a chance of some showers across much of the viewing area. Fortunately, the amounts look light. I'll show you what you can see where you are.
Eight 14 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. Happens to be Halloween, and we just happen to have rain in the forecast, and there is proof right there on our WRL live cam network. The Bull City seeing some sprinkles on the camera right there. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with several more looks. That'll be right in line with some of that rain later.
Yeah, take a look. I pulled that one up too because this is the only one that I could find that actually has some sprinkles on it. None of that is heavy, but you can definitely see some water on the camera lens right there. We take a look at Goldsboro, and it's likely to be pretty late before we see any of that rain in Goldsboro. It could be late afternoon, even into the evening, before we see a whole lot of it there. It's going to be a very slow-moving line of rain. In Apex, it is all dry and cloudy. Chapel Hill, we've seen a few isolated showers there so far this morning, but the camera is currently looking dry as we take a look from Top of the Hill Restaurant. So this is fairly light rain that's moving in, and that's what we're going to see really the entire time, but it's just going to sit over us for an extended period of time. We take a look here, and you can see from Chatham County up the I-85 corridor, starting to move over toward Warren County on up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, there along the I-85 corridor. We've, again, had some showers here in parts of Orange County, Durham County, Granville County, on up toward Henderson, and of course into Warrenton too. Here's a look at Futurecast, and those temperatures are going to be chilly as that rain starts. Temperatures could drop on down to around 40 degrees, probably going to hold it around 50 in Raleigh, and then in the mid-50s down in the in our southern counties. This is going to be a look at lunchtime. We'll pause it again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can see the rain is fairly patchy, but it just is slow moving. So there's a look at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. That rain just sits right in the middle of the viewing area. That does mean that the farther south and east you are at 6 o'clock, the drier it may be, and the farther north and west, same story. But Southern Pines to Fayetteville to Raleigh to Rocky Mount to South Hill, we're looking at those rain showers. It'll be light, but it's just going to be right there in the middle of trick-or-treat time, and it's going to be, you know, not so great. It's not a lot of rain. We take a look at our potential rainfall. Some differences from last night. Mike and Kat had 60%. We dropped it to 40% because it looks like, you know, there's the coverage of rain looks smaller at any given time. And the amounts of rain, too. This version of Futurecast shows around a tenth of an inch or less. So it's not a lot. But still, a little drizzle can be not a lot of fun if you're trying to get out and trick-or-treat. 6 o'clock temperature, 49, 47 at 8 o'clock, and then into the mid-40s overnight. We behind this front are going to see a big band of cold air, a big cold air mass dropping in on us. So tomorrow morning, we have a good chance of some frost in our western counties. But Thursday morning, the entire viewing area has the chance of freezing temperatures. Really, our first widespread freeze, temperatures in the mid-20s in the north to 31 in Fayetteville, and temperatures in the upper 20s in the triangle. So Thursday morning, we do have a freeze watch that's in effect. We take a look at the tropics. This system, a 70% chance that it develops, is likely to remain as a tropical storm if it does and potentially affect parts of Mexico and Central America. Take a look at our forecast. After a few chilly days, temperatures are right back up above normal in the 70s for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And of course, we get back to standard time this weekend. Brian?
It is 8:17, all new. We have a crash on 440 westbound right around the Brentwood Road interchange there, adding to some of those typical delays we see on 440 westbound between I-87 out toward Capitol Boulevard. About a 6-minute backup showing up overall right now. Reportedly, that's a minor crash, so it should get cleared fairly quickly. Still tracking some heavy delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard this morning with that crash right around Trawick Road. Delays begin around Buffalo Road and extend all the way down to Trawick. By the time you get to Brentwood Road, traffic's flowing freely, and it looks like if you can pick up southbound Capitol from Trawick Road, you'll be on the other side of those backups. A crash blocking the intersection of Harrington and Hargett Streets there in downtown Raleigh. Seeing some pretty heavy delays showing up on the sensors with about a 2-block backup in either direction through that intersection this morning. On the north side of Raleigh, a crash at Lynn Road and Leesville Road, also still trying to get that one cleared. Still seeing some pretty heavy delays on Lynn Road. If you're heading out right now, don't forget you can listen to us on 99.3 FM in Raleigh and keep up with our live traffic updates there. In Durham, we're watching some backups still on 885 in both directions, especially on that northbound side. About a 13-minute delay this morning between I-40 and the 147 interchange. About a 6-minute delay on the southbound side, and you can listen to us on the radio there at 96.5 FM.
Brian, thanks. We're learning more this morning about a shooting outside a gas station in the Harnett County community of Coates. Just after 3 this morning, the Coates Police Department reported the victim, 25-year-old Ryan Hazlett, remains in surgery. Police say he was shot multiple times outside the Short Stop station on North McKinley Street just after 6 last night. Police arrested 26-year-old Christopher McLean. Now, witnesses say an argument between the two men led to that shooting. McLean was taken to the hospital for treatment. He was then booked into the Harnett County Jail after he was released.
All new this morning, the Biden administration is urging schools to keep medication on hand that can reverse opioid overdoses. In a letter to educators Monday, White House officials said every school across the U.S. should stock naloxone nasal spray, also known as Narcan. They say faculty and students should be trained to use it. It comes amid a nationwide rise in overdose deaths among adolescents. Over the past 2 decades, more than 5,000 children and teens have died from overdoses involving fentanyl. That's according to the medical journal JAMA Pediatrics. The Senate will vote today on whether to confirm a new ambassador to Israel. President Biden nominated Jack Lew for the role last month. Many Senate Republicans have been critical of Lew over his involvement in a 2015 Iran nuclear deal when he was Secretary of Treasury in the Obama administration. At his confirmation hearing, Lew said Israel's security is paramount, and he called Iran a threat to regional stability.
Well, the first nonstop Air France flight from Raleigh-Durham to Paris landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport just before 3:30 this morning, our time. You're looking live, of course, at RDU International, where that plane took off just after 9 last night. The airport welcomed the Boeing 787-9 from Paris for the first time yesterday. Air France is now the 15th airline at RDU. Passengers who took the first flight said they are excited about this new partnership.
I have all my family in there, my Italian side of the family there, so it's feeling more connected to back home.
Well, for now, Air France will operate flights from RDU International 3 times a week. Starting in March, the flights will be daily.
A wildfire in Southern California has now spread to more than 1,200 acres. The Highland Fire, as it's been called, is forcing evacuations in the Aguanga area of Riverside County. It began just after 12:30 in the afternoon yesterday. At least one home was destroyed. No injuries have been reported. People there are under evacuation order and are taking shelter at a local high school in Temecula.
Well, actor Robert De Niro is caught up in a real-life drama, trying to refute allegations by a former assistant that he's a bad boss. The actor took the witness stand in federal court in New York yesterday. The 80-year-old actor denied the accusations made by his longtime employee, Graham Chase Robinson. She's accusing him of everything from unwanted physical contact to making lewd jokes. The actor says the allegations are nonsense.
Walmart is getting a makeover in what it sells and what it looks like. The retailer is rolling out what it calls a grand reopening of 117 of its stores across the country. Walmart's going for a more modern look. You'll notice different exteriors and interiors, more product selection, and bigger, updated pharmacy and vision centers. Customers will also notice more shopping carts, more checkout options, and more grab-and-go food options.
Well, parents are no strangers to Halloween candy warnings, and this year is no different. A warning from law enforcement: be extra careful to look for treats labeled to look like candy but could be cannabis edibles with high THC levels. Emergency room visits for marijuana-based incidents are now on the rise nationwide. A New York health commissioner says the consequences could be dangerous.
We're talking about ICU admissions. We're talking about children that have been in a comatose state when they present. So we're actually talking about grave consequences, not just vomiting, nausea.
Other safety tips: trick or treat in a neighborhood that you know, wear bright clothing, travel in pairs or a group, and drivers, be extra careful and watch out for those ghosts and goblins around your neighborhood.
This is not a trick. The Detroit Lions have one of the best records in the NFL, and they kept their hot start to the season alive with a 26-14 win over the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. The Lions have won six of their first eight games, and they're just a game behind the Philadelphia Eagles for the top record in the league.
Hi, the Carolina Hurricanes, meantime, have now won three straight games. Michael Bunting scored in the second period last night in Philadelphia to tie the game at two apiece. Then with less than 4 minutes left, Tervon Teravainen scored to put the Canes ahead of the Flyers for good. Carolina wins 3-2. They'll play again Thursday night in New York against the Rangers.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We have some troubled spots out there in some of our major thoroughfares. Let's get right to Brighton Trader with this traffic alert.
Ken, I'm watching a crash right now on the northbound side of 885 right around Ellis Road in Durham, and you can see those flashing lights there in the median. It looks like both lanes are open, but of course people are slowing down as they should around those flashing lights. Right now we're measuring an almost 20-minute delay on that northbound side of 885 between I-40 up toward the 147 split. Consider using Highway 55 as a good way to get between I-40 and downtown Durham. Elsewhere around the triangle, we are also watching some other crashes in Wake County and some slowdowns coming in from Wake Forest on Capitol Boulevard. About a 13-minute delay showing up at last check, Elizabeth.
Starting to see some sprinkles showing up in some places. We've seen that on the camera there in Durham. And if you're headed up I-85, you're likely running into just a little bit of light, patchy rain there. We can see that between Roxborough and Oxford around Henderson and moving on up toward Warren County right now. We take a look at our temperatures, 40s in the north, 50s elsewhere, at least for now. But the temperatures will continue to drop during the day. Trick-or-treat planner at 4 o'clock, 51, 49 at 6 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock. Expect some patchy light rain through trick-or-treat time.
And speaking of which, Chapel Hill's annual Halloween festivities will mean extra security in the area tonight. It will also have Franklin Street and Columbia Street closed for celebrations from 8 tonight until 9:30 p.m. Police in Durham are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left a man dead. It happened on Guest Road just before 5:30 last night. The man was shot, was taken to the hospital where he died. Police say it appears to be an isolated incident. Up next on Fox 50, what you need to know about extra security coming to downtown Raleigh. And also ahead on today, how to host the unforgettable Halloween party.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Trick-or-treat time still looks like it's going to be wet, but it does look like it'll be light, patchy rain. It will be chilly with temperatures in the upper 40s coming up. I'll show you how much rain we'll likely see across our area through the evening.
And breaking news at 8:30, some big delays on the Durham Freeway. I'll show you the alternate route that should save you about 10 minutes.
Also, in just over an hour, there will be more security patrolling parts of downtown Raleigh. This is added security. It comes just ahead of tonight's Halloween celebrations.
Franklin and Columbia Street here in downtown Chapel Hill will close ahead of Halloween celebrations. Coming up, what you need to know if you're headed downtown.
8:30 is the time right now on your Halloween Tuesday, last day of October. Here we go. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Of course, you're heading out tonight. You got to covered out costumes up a little bit because it could be some rain showers in the area. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRCW Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
Our cold front has moved through, so our temperatures are beginning to fall just a bit. We do have some of the rain that's showing up here on radar. We'll take a look at dual Doppler 5000, zoom in a little more closely along the I-85 corridor and then eastward across parts of Warren County and Vance County. We're seeing some of those showers. Really, if you're driving up I-85 past Durham, you're going to run into just a little bit of light patchy rain. We've seen some of that showing up on the camera there in Durham. We've had some showers in Person County and all the way down through Orange County as well. All that will gradually slide eastward over the next few hours. We'll pause it there at lunchtime and you can see just the small band of rain that moves through. Not likely to see heavy rain with this, but it does look like it's going to sit right over the Triangle area during trick-or-treat time. We'll pause it right there at 5 o'clock. Again, it's just scattered for us. By the time we get to 8 o'clock, it's along the I-95 corridor, but it just doesn't look like, you know, we're going to escape seeing at least some rain during trick-or-treat time, no matter where you are. It's a great start this morning and a cool one too. 54 degrees. Our wind is out of the northeast at 14. We are seeing some gusts up to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 25 in Fayetteville, 21 in Southern Pines and Clinton. The gusts are there in that white box on the right. Our temperatures are already in the 40s in the north, elsewhere mid to upper 50s. Our forecast is going to hold us in the 50s for a good chunk of the day in the Triangle and then dropping us into the 40s for trick-or-treat time, specifically 49 at around 6 o'clock and 47 at 8 o'clock. Again, some patchy light rain. We'll go over some of the amounts that we'll see coming up. Brian?
832, Elizabeth, and we are watching delays on the northbound side of the Durham Freeway, 885, just beyond the Ellis Road area, right there at the interchange. You can see some flashing lights there in the median where they're working to get this minor crash cleared up. We're measuring a 15-minute delay on 885 this morning on that northbound side. Most of that is between I-40 up toward Ellis Road. As we zoom in there, you can see on the sensor maps that it clears up pretty quickly just beyond Ellis Road up toward 147. Best alternate route right now to get from I-40 into downtown Durham is going to be 55. It looks delay-free. The only slowdowns you'll run into right now are the stoplights along the way, but that should save you at least 10 minutes this morning. Also note some pretty heavy southbound delays. Part of that is the usual congestion right around the 147 merge, but also maybe a little bit of an onlooker delay with that crash approaching Ellis Road. Good news through the rest of Durham and Chapel Hill. All of our major routes there are looking pretty good. We'll take you to Raleigh and check in on those major approaches to Raleigh and seeing about a 7-minute delay now coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Also some pretty slow traffic this morning on 40 westbound between Lake Wheeler Road out toward the US 1 interchange, but then it clears up pretty quickly as you head toward Carytown Boulevard.
Ahead of tonight's Halloween celebrations, there's a new push to keep people safe as they visit downtown Raleigh. A private security force will start patrolling this morning. WRL's Laura Levine explains this comes as we have been seeing an increase of crime downtown.
It was just a week ago when a 15-year-old boy was shot here near Moore Square. Moore Square is one of many areas that is experiencing an uptick in crime. So that's why starting today at 10 o'clock this morning, people will notice more security patrolling the area. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance will have a private security force to patrol parts of downtown between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The unarmed security guards will wear body cameras, focusing on other areas as well, like Glenwood South, Fayetteville and Davie Streets. The DRA is also training businesses on a new security camera network. This comes as RPD has increased its presence here within the past month while also trying to fill about 80 vacant positions.
There are different audiences here. There are people who are unsheltered who want help. There are people with mental health issues and substance abuse issues who don't want help. And then there's criminal element that is preying on people. So we have to address all of these audiences in different ways.
The city of Raleigh is also planning to hire its own private security force for the downtown transit center. WIC leaders are partnering with city leaders to also improve social services to help with homelessness and people facing mental health issues. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Well, happening today, and Laura just mentioned this, actually, the man accused of shooting and killing a teen near that middle school in downtown Raleigh is expected back in court, this time on upgraded charges. It comes after 15-year-old Shamar Lavera died from his injuries. Police say the 22-year-old Stephen Stanley, shot that teen last week near Moore Square Magnet Middle. Stanley is now charged with murder.
Police in Wilson are trying to find an 18-year-old who they say shot four people at a birthday party and then hit another person with his car leaving. Police have warrants for several counts of attempted murder for 18-year-old Braulio Fuentes Martinez. He's accused of shooting into a crowd of people during a birthday party at the Wilson County Fairgrounds just after midnight Sunday. Witnesses say he then hit another person with his car and three other cars while he was trying to get away. Police radio traffic described some of the chaos.
Wilson Medical and Medic 6, I've got a patient on the phone. He's shot to the right side. We also have another patient shot in the face, one in the leg. I'm not sure how many patients we've got at this time.
Two of the people who were shot are in critical condition. Fuentes Martinez is a student at Southern Nash High School. The school was under a soft lockdown yesterday and early this morning. That lifted around 7:20 this morning. Soft lockdown is a precaution where the school resumes class with a heightened sense of caution due to the ongoing investigation.
A man who was at the center of an Amber Alert in Durham earlier this month will be in court today. Mitchell Grayson turned himself in at Durham Police Headquarters on the evening of October 9th. He was accused of breaking into a home on Anger Avenue and taking his four-year-old daughter. He returned her unharmed before turning himself in. You may remember he called WREL as he was on his way to police headquarters, saying he was trying to protect his little girl. He's charged with aggravated assault, breaking and entering, and injury to personal property.
There'll be extra security in downtown Chapel Hill tonight as the town holds its annual Halloween celebrations. Franklin Street and Columbia Streets will also close for people celebrating. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Chapel Hill this morning. Kelsey, those drivers need to keep their eyes open. Be aware as those crowds build throughout the day.
Jeff, we're expecting to see hundreds of people in downtown Chapel Hill all decked out in their Halloween costumes. So drivers need to be aware that this particular part of Franklin Street and Columbia Street will be closed tonight from 8 until 9:30. After a couple of years impacted by COVID and rainy weather, this will be the first Halloween downtown celebration that's back in full swing. Here's video of a smaller crowd last year stuck in cold and rainy weather. Chapel Hill police are expecting a larger crowd tonight. Extra security will be on duty. More than 100 officers will be in the area. Alcohol is not permitted in this closed section of downtown, but Chapel Hill police are warning people about drinking in the surrounding areas.
If your plans do include alcohol, it's important that you do so safely. Have a designated driver, pace yourself, stay hydrated, stay with friends, make sure you know what's in your drink.
And if you're coming downtown tonight, make sure that you know that parking will be limited. Downtown parking garages and lots will close at 5 p.m. People are allowed to exit those parking lots and garages after 5 o'clock, but people will not be allowed to enter. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Happening right now in the WRL Live Center in Japan, police have surrounded a post office in a suburb of Tokyo where a gunman is holding one person hostage after releasing another. This is all happening in the city in Warabi. The hostages were two female postal workers. One was able to walk out earlier, appeared to be physically okay, and one is still inside. Let me show you another picture from the scene. This hostage situation follows a hospital shooting nearby that injured two people. And police say these two scenes are connected. About 20 schools in the area are on lockdown. The gunman has yet to make any demands. You know, gun violence is exceedingly rare in Japan. Only four people died by gun violence in Japan in all of 2022.
Well, today, public voting closes for how Durham should spend about $2.5 million around the Bull City. The city wants people 13 and older to vote on how it should spend that money in funding community projects. There are 10 options, including pedestrian safety projects, improved lighting at parks, a new skate park, among others. You can find a link to the survey at pbdurham.org. City Councilman Leonardo Williams says this is a good way to get involved in Durham's future.
I think what's just really unique about this, that we're talking about the outcome of the projects, but it's also an opportunity for people to get involved civically. And so that's what I love about a participatory budgeting process.
The five projects that get the most votes will be prioritized by the city.
This morning, you'll see more kids on the sidewalks headed to school in Durham. Hundreds of students at East Way Elementary will be walking, biking, and rolling their way to school. Parents and teachers will also be taking part, and it all gets started at 7 this morning. They are well on their way to school.
Yeah, the Texas Rangers now taking the lead in the World Series. A two-run homer by Corey Seager put them into the driver's seat in Game 3 last night in Arizona. The Rangers held strong to the end and came away with a 3-1 win. Now, Texas now has a two-games-to-one lead in the series heading into a crucial Game 4 also in Arizona. You can watch that game tonight right here on Fox 50 starting at 8.
Amazing. Won the first 9 games on the road in the playoffs. Crazy. Coming up, a fight at the state fair is terribly violent. It was allegedly over a spot in line. We will hear from the mom whose son was thrown to the ground while someone gave her a black eye.
Also, it wasn't a shark that had beachgoers scared in Florida, but an alligator. How wildlife experts say it could have gotten there.
And we give you a live look outside Clinton right now. It's going to be a chilly Halloween and possibly wet wherever you are. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the trick-or-treat hour-by-hour forecast.
Welcome back at 8:44 as we look live at a rather cloudy Fayetteville this morning. That's pretty much what you're looking at out the window this morning, depending on where you are, especially in the Triangle area as well. We're expecting major changes today as you step out this morning. You'll need your winter coat, Elizabeth.
It's going to be really chilly by this evening. The temperature is dropping to the 40s, and gradually all day those temperatures will be falling. Right now we take a look at Raleigh, which looks just like Fayetteville, which just like looks like the entire viewing area with the gray skies out there. Right now it's 54 in the Triangle. Temperatures will continue to just steadily drop down to around 50 by lunchtime. We're also going to see some patchy rain today. We're seeing some of that right now, mainly along and east of I-85. We've had some rain falling around Durham, a little bit of that down into Chatham County, but for the most part, it's been in our northern counties. A little rain getting ready to slide into Roxboro. Seeing some of that again around Vance County and Warren counties, headed toward Roanoke Rapids. It's very light and patchy. We take a look at Futurecast and kind of roll that ahead all the way out to lunchtime. And you can see at lunchtime, most of that rain still lingering in our northern counties. It's just going to be very slow moving for us. This is the brand new run of the computer models that has come in. And we're definitely seeing a trend of less and less rain. That's great news for trick-or-treaters. You'll notice the difference if you happen to be watching Mike and Kat last night. They had 60%. We went ahead and dropped it down to 40% because we're starting to trend a little drier. And again, this is a brand new run that just came in at 2 o'clock, looking a little drier there. Still have the potential for some scattered light rain, but at 4 o'clock, a lot of the viewing area is still on the dry side. Now, we get into trick-or-treat time, and it, of course, continues to move across the area during that time. Unfortunately, it looks like trick-or-treat time is probably going to be the wettest time for most of the viewing area. With this band coming through, and I wish that weren't the case, but it is what it is. It's not likely to be heavy. We're looking at a tenth to a quarter of an inch across our area, but it does look like it's going to be during the evening between 4 and 10 that we'll end up with the heaviest rain. I say heavy, but it's, you know, it's still going to be pretty light and patchy. 51 at 4 o'clock, 49 at 6 o'clock, 47 at 8 o'clock, 46 at 10 o'clock. So temperatures will drop and it's just going to be cool. It's gusty out there right now. We're seeing gusts to 25 in Fayetteville, 26 in Rocky Mount, 21 in Southern Pines. It's a blustery start this morning. Our temperatures are in the 40s already in the north, looking at 50s everywhere else around town. We'll see around 51 this afternoon in Raleigh, 48 in Durham, and 55 in Fayetteville. Our temperatures, of course, the next few days are well below our normal high of 68, but we jump back up to normal Friday, Saturday, and above normal for the end of the weekend to the weekend. But we do have this cold air mass that comes dropping in on us. This cold blast will really feel tomorrow morning. Temperatures will be near freezing in the north, looking at mid to upper 30s elsewhere. And then on Thursday morning, that's when we'll see the biggest chill, mid-20s to around 30 degrees. So that's the coldest air we've seen all season and our first freeze watch. And so freezing temperatures likely for Thursday morning. After that, a little bit of a warm-up, some pleasant conditions for much of the weekend, and we go back to standard time on Saturday night.
Some parents in North Raleigh are scrambling right now to find child care after a preschool abruptly closed. Families say they got an email late Saturday telling them the International Preschool of Raleigh would close as of today. Mornwind Education is based in Beijing, China. It has operated this school for 17 years. They say it's closing because enrollment has not rebounded since the pandemic. Many parents say they prepaid for the school year, but they have not been able to reach anyone at the company headquarters in Beijing.
Wake County deputies are working to identify the people a woman says attacked her family at the North Carolina State Fair. Now, we want to warn you, the video that you're about to see is difficult to watch. You're going to see a 9-year-old boy thrown to the ground, and it appears the person narrowly misses him as she stomps hard on the ground. At the same time, that boy's mother tussles with another person. All of this, we're told, was over a spot in line. The victim who spoke with us did not want to be identified, fearing for her family's safety.
My kids and I were in line for a ride for well over an hour, and lots of teenagers kept cutting in line right and left. And I said, nope, the back of the line's down there. And they jumped me from behind.
Well, fortunately, she says her son is okay with no physical injuries, but she has a black eye and bruises on her body. Anyone with information regarding this incident is asked to call the Wake County Sheriff's Office.
Democrats representing the Triangle in Congress are making decisions about the 2024 election. The announcements come after Republicans redrew the legislative maps, which could give them a decided advantage in congressional seats. The Triangle currently has three Democratic representatives. Valerie Fushi represents the Hillsborough area. Announced today, she's running for re-election in 2024. Representative Deborah Ross will also seek re-election next year. And Representative Wiley Nickel hasn't said what he is going to do. His district shifts from a competitive seat to a heavily Republican seat under the new maps.
An agreement between striking Hollywood actors and studios could be reached this week or possibly next. That's what people familiar with the negotiating told CNN. The word is the two sides arrived on tentative understandings on key parts of a deal. Yesterday, SAG-AFTRA members continued picketing in Los Angeles. They've been on the picket line for more than 100 days.
A major milestone in Ohio, where the last bit of contaminated soil has been taken out of East Palestine. That's the site of the toxic train derailment in February. More than 170,000 tons of contaminated soil were removed from that derailment site. Officials say they will now move to the phase two of that cleanup, which includes monitoring the air to make sure it's safe to breathe. Norfolk Southern continues to battle several lawsuits after that derailment, including lawsuits from the Ohio Attorney General and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Joseph Zuba, the man accused of killing a 6-year-old boy in an alleged anti-Muslim attack, pleaded not guilty to charges yesterday. Zuba faces charges of murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and a hate crime. Authorities say he stabbed Wadia Al-Faroum to death and seriously wounded his mother earlier this month, allegedly because they were Muslim. The mother was renting two rooms in Zuba's house in the suburbs of Chicago. Zuba is being held without bond. His next hearing is scheduled for January. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted.
Anti-Asian hate crimes appear to be on the decline in the U.S. A new report from the FBI shows these crimes decreased by over 30% last year. There were 500 incidents involving anti-Asian bias in 2022 compared to 750 in 2021. The hate crimes included assault, intimidation, and robbery, among other things. The FBI data also showed the largest category of reported hate crimes were against African Americans, with more than 3,000 incidents last year. A popular dog park in Durham is officially closed now. The city says it has had issues at Northgate Dog Park for years, mostly because of flooding. The park has poor drainage. It gets real muddy when it rains. Not good for the pups. The parks department looked into options to fix it, but it would have caused more environmental problems, not to mention a big bill for taxpayers. So Durham will instead open a new dog park. The Rock Quarry Dog Park is walking distance from Northgate. It's over on Stadium Drive, and it is open right now. Deconstruction on Northgate will begin right away.
Well, an artist in Walnut Creek, California, is ready for trick-or-treaters and their parents, too. His driveway is filled with more than 250 perfectly carved pumpkins. The detail on these jack-o'-lanterns is off the charts. Johnny Merchant has been carving pumpkins for decades. The pumpkins are fake. They're made of styrofoam and take a good 3 to 4 hours to create.
You zone out. It's meditation. You zone out. You just forget about everything else. Any artist will tell you that. You're just concentrating so hard on your stuff that you aren't thinking of anything, and that's the fun of it.
Yeah, videos of his carvings have gone viral with more than 3.5 million views.
The fake ones last a lot longer, right, than the real ones. Okay, people in Florida spotted something scary in the water yesterday. It wasn't a shark. this alligator. So they wrangled it in Hillsboro Beach, right out of the surf there. The gator was estimated about 6 feet long. Wildlife conservation officials caught the gator and moved it to a safer location. A little relocation of that guy.